Morning. May I as we start request that we switch off our cellular phones, as I always do. And please don't do your usual thing of not switching it off. This time around, please switch your cellular phone off. Meeting of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts and the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. I would like to welcome everybody who is here. I'm not sure if the Auditor General's office is represented. Well, it seems not. But I do know that we have people from National Treasury, people from the Reserve Bank, the Hawks, FAFSA, as well as SAPO. We welcome all of you. Comrades will recall that last week we agreed that National Treasury was going to do a review of the SASA-SAPO procurement process, as well as to attend to the related dispute of facts, conclude that review by Monday, and yesterday report to the Interministerial Committee on Social Development, and that today the Interministerial Committee, through its representative or whoever, should come to this meeting and say to us what is it that they resolved yesterday. When I say what they resolved, how have they sought out the SAPO-SASA procurement process? And it was our understanding that the decision and directive of the IMC is going to be binding on the parties involved. Our main interest in Parliament is to have the comfort and the peace of mind that we're not going to have a debacle come April the 1st, 2018. That might suggest that we as a people just cannot get our act together and just do the right things for our own people. Now, I have been told, and I hope this will be confirmed now, that the IMC is now led by Minister Jeff Hardy. I was not misleading you when I told you something different last time. And even now I'm not misleading you, I hope. He's here. So instead of giving it to the administrators, we'll give it to the political leadership. I'll hand over to Comrade Jeff Hatebe, and he will introduce the ministers that he's with. And then the nation will listen to him. And then we'll take it up from there.
Thanks, Chairperson of SCOPA and members of SCOPA and other parliamentarians who are present here. It is correct that I'm the chair of the Interministerial Committee on Comprehensive Social Security. This was decided by the President 2 days ago on the 6th of November. and the other colleagues that are with me here is the Minister of Telecommunications and Postal Services, Dr. Gwele, the Minister of Social Development, Minister Dlamini, the Minister of State Security, Bongo, Deputy Minister of Communications, Mahambe Hlala, the Deputy Minister of Finance, Buthelezi, the other colleagues extended their apology because there is a cabinet committee that is meeting this morning, and also the Minister of Finance, as you are aware, is in New York. So just to come to the chase, Chairperson and parliamentarians, we did have a meeting yesterday as the Interministerial Committee to look at all the issues that pertain to what your committee has been dealing with. So without any waste of time, I just want to focus on the statement that we have crafted that will demonstrate the program of action that we are embarking upon and the major decisions that we took yesterday. The Interministerial Committee on Comprehensive Social Security met at its ordinary meeting on Tuesday, 7th November 2017, to consider progress on the implementation of the Constitutional Court orders relating to the payment of social grants. As per the recommendations of its previous IMC meeting held on the 13th of September 2017, we considered the reports from the South African Social Security Agency, SASA, the South African Post Office, SAPO, and the National Treasury on its engagement with the two entities on the same issue. The IMC met against the backdrop of ongoing engagement between SASA and SAPO and received briefings on the recent meeting between the joint committees of SCOPA and the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. The IMC noted the intervention of the parliamentary committees and also noted the public anxiety that has arisen due to the delay in the finalization of the appointment of an entity to pay social grants after the expiry of the current service provider contract at the end of March 2018. At its meeting, the IMC considered the report of National Treasury on the review process on the engagement between SASA and SAPO. The National Treasury confirmed the hybrid model for the payment of grants. The IMC is of the view that government will move with the necessary speed to resolve all outstanding issues relating to this matter. The IMC has thus taken a decision to fast track the introduction of an integrated payment system which will be provided by government through a partnership between SASA and SAPO. This approach will focus on the consolidation of the respective strengths of each entity and possible additional capacity from other parties. The intervention includes partnership between SASA and the following entities, including SAPO, as I've said, Home Affairs, State Security Agency, and the establishment of a dedicated team to review and strengthen the project plan by next week, Friday. The project plan will outline the detailed plan of execution, resource requirements, critical milestones, and communication strategy. This will also include the commitment to draw in additional capacity from other organs of the state as may be required. The roles and responsibilities of each party to the partnership will be detailed in the implementation protocol. The mandate of the dedicated team will be to ensure the finalization of cooperation agreements between SASA and SAPO, the governance and contracting framework, risk assessment and mitigation, monitoring and evaluation. The dedicated team will report weekly to the IMC and will commit resources needed for the execution of the project. The IMC reaffirms its firm commitment to implement the constitutional court orders through the deployment of all necessary resources to achieve the implementation of a new system by end of March 2018. The IMC also reassures all South Africans, and in particular the social grant beneficiaries, that no card will expire on December 31st, 2017. So these are the decisions that we have taken. As I've said, by next week, Friday, we'll have all these agreements of all parties to this endeavor to ensure that we move with speed. And as I've indicated, there is a dedicated team that is chaired by the DG of DPME to drive this program to its finality. So that's where I end for now. If there are any questions, we'll be able to take them.
Thank you very much, Comrade Minister. I suppose that the statement was quite pointed with time frames, which is that by next week, Friday, the agreements will be signed. Two, there will also be details in terms of milestones towards the 1st of April 2018. There is an identifiable team led by the DG in the Department of Monitoring, Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. And that all the necessary resources and capacities will be in place, and that there will now be weekly reporting. Right. Maybe the first issue I would like us to tie down, comrades, before we go into either minute detail, can we agree, Comrade Minister, that if you are going to sign this agreement next to Friday, which is the 17th, can Parliament then be finished with this detail by the following Tuesday? I think that will be the 21st, isn't it? The 21st on Tuesday. I think administratively we can, we'll still confirm that, but the first opportunity we have after Friday is Tuesday, so that we as Parliament can satisfy ourselves and can then, can thus have a tool to track, to monitor progress and processes. But thank you very much to SASA and SAPO, and especially National Treasury, which assisted, because I think you as a political leadership could only work once the administrative people have done a lot of their part. But also to appreciate that when Parliament called at a political level, you rose to the challenge. That is what we want. That's all that we want. Comrade Chair, welcome. Okay? Is there anything that we would want to see clarified? I'll start with the team. Okay, let me see. I have these three hands. I have Comrade Kekane, Mente, Lengwa. And then lastly, Boy. Right, yeah.
Chair, I'd like to just start by saying I believe that the arrangement and the statement from the Minister today should be welcomed, and it is a victory for oversight. We have walked a long road on this particular problem, starting from last year, carrying on, really reaching boiling point this year and up to now. And SCOPA has stuck there with it, with the Portfolio Committee, and this is a victory for oversight. And with the way the model should work, albeit very late in the day, at least the model is working. The only issues I want to raise, Chair, and I think it we can proceed today with renewed hope, hopefully. But the point that needs to be made, Chair, is that the report that we have here, under the conclusion, which is 15.1 to 15.4, it must just, these points need to be noted. And that is that the conclusion that SASSA should not have disapproved the disqualification of SAPO, number one, that the specification developed by SASSA, i.e. the RFP, was biased, that the CSI report was not used for its intended purpose, and that SASSA took more than 60 days to evaluate and adjudicate one proposal. And Chair, our job as oversight is oversight of government function. SASSA is a government entity. SASSA have created this crisis that we sit with now, that we are now vexed with. And I just hope that the Minister and the Acting CEO will reflect on that and reflect on the error of their ways and put that aside now and move forward for the betterment of the applicants that are dependent on these decisions. And then finally, Chair, I just want to get some clarity from those involved as to when we start getting details through, when will we start getting details of the costs that are going to be involved? Because this hybrid model, this model was supposed to be intergovernmental. Now we're going to private entities in a hybrid model. They are going to come with their costs. And are we going to be in a position where the costs exceed what CPS's costs were, or less? And are we going to get guarantees that the commercial banks that will be involved will not come with illegal deductions or mandatory deductions of interest? I'm just asking, when will we start? My question is, and I will be done after this, Chair, my question is when will we start getting finality and certainty on that sort of minute detail, which is very important to the recipients?
No, that's fine.
Thanks,
I hear you.
Those are my comments. Thank
no,
you.
That's fine. My assumption is that when they come on the 21st, that's when they will have all the details, having worked out on Honorable Ross, and then you, Honorable Wilson. Yeah. And then Comrade Kekane, and then Mente Lengwa.
Thank you, Chairperson, and let me welcome the intervention by the Interministerial Committee. And I join my colleague in terms of perhaps expressing the light, that there's a bit of light in the tunnel and that it is a timeous intervention. But let me just make the remark first and foremost that a committee on the level of SCOPA cannot be held in the dark as to who is the chairperson of the interministerial committee. And then on the 6th of this month, suddenly to hear there's a new chairperson of that committee, whilst we were informed that the president of this country is the chairperson of the committee. I must say it's extremely disappointing, and I think also the public, to be held in the dark as to Mr. Chairperson of the Interministerial Committee. Noting that the DG of Treasury has indicated that the guidance in terms of the Interministerial Committee was lacking in terms of progress. But we welcome the Minister now as the new chairperson, and I hope that we will find the necessary momentum going forward. Chairperson, that's the first point I wanted to make. In terms of the hybrid model, my question is with regards to the partnership. Now, a partnership is a partnership in trust, I think, to reach consensus, and it's very important that in a partnership there's mutual respect. We hope that there could be mutual respect between SAPO and SASSA. And I would like to ask the Interministerial Committee, what exactly is the basis of this partnership that you envisage, and when can you give us some details as to how the partnership will be structured and whether all partners are happy in this partnership? A partnership is like family. You need to work together. Okay. Then secondly, in terms of the additional capacity, Chairperson, I'd just like to ask, how strong is the involvement of the BASA, the Banking Association of South Africa, in finding a technical solution in this, and then also linking it perhaps to the requirements of the Constitutional Court, the task team, would they be happy in terms of the solutions proposed? And then the dedicated team, just as a last question, the dedicated team, will that be in the Department of Monitoring, Planning and Evaluation? And will that be driven, and you will give us some feedback on that as soon as possible? Thank you so much.
Right. So, please, comrades. And I thought after this, we'll say, let's meet on the 21st. Okay, Wilson?
Thank you, Chair. I'm going back to the same section referred to by my colleague, Honourable Bartasev, particularly in terms of the conclusions on this report. And these conclusions are very, very clear that there was a very deliberate manipulation, that the species was biased.
Why don't we do this? Because that report was not presented. The minister read a statement, and I thought we'll seek clarifications on the issues that he has raised. Otherwise, we'll be...
Chair, this report, this has been handed to us today as part of this meeting, and I think it's important. We need to know why and who manipulated this, that this conclusion has arisen, and what action has been taken against those people, and why it was done in the first place. This is what led us to CPS in the first place.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I profusely apologize. I had an accident. I was here very early. And I also join all the members that have actually welcomed the intervention, and also this has been the desire of us all in this arrangement, that our coming together was not a permanent feature, but was to address a particular impasse. And we believe that we'll stick to our roles and our mandate as portfolio committees and standing committee, and that we will all continue to ensure this oversight. And I would actually appeal to the members of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development that why we came together has been finalized. And all these other oversight necessary questions will be asked in that particular oversight arrangement. But I do want and indeed to appreciate the cooperation that we enjoyed when we were this immediate ad hoc arrangement to deal with this particular impasse. And it has also taught us that from now going forward, we will know that this is the way to do. But I also, chairperson of the Inter-IMC, appeal to entities, departments, and any other important participants in this, that when there is an arrangement that they meet, they would rather come back and report to the committee internally instead of going to the media with different statements, because it undermines the fact that we were still awaiting that after their deliberations they will move to the IMC, and then today we would listen instead of listening to them in the media, all the media for that matter, without the IMC having got their report. So I think this must not happen again, because it undermines the professionality and processes of an internal arrangement. Thank you very much, Chair.
I would like to give you, Honorable Wilson, but stressing that, please, I would rather we don't go into this document. I don't want to say, Tombi, I don't understand. But anyway, let's leave it at that. But let me allow you. But I'm saying that document, yes, it has been distributed. But what should have been distributed is this statement, because that is what matters. You know. So. Yes, Honorable Wilson. No,
sorry, Chair. At a point of order, I'm very concerned that we seem to be stifling our oversight function here. We have the National Treasury report. We should be able to comment on that report. It was one of the agreements from last week that had been submitted.
Thank you very much.
So I just want to say, you can't take a point of order on a point of order.
There's a point of order. There was no point of Honorable...
No, I saw that, Chairperson.
Sorry, I'm not finished. I'm saying
Have you been acknowledged that you must talk, you must speak?
Okay, I'll see. I see the message here. Carry on.
Thank you very much, Honourable Boy. There was an order from Honourable Nyan.
No, let's proceed, Chairperson.
Honourable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm glad that we're here, and I'm glad that we have a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. The fact still remains us that we had to go to extremes to get here. We had to go to monumental extremes to get the IMC involved and actually deal with this process appropriately. And my question earlier was, we would not be here now and we would not have been facing the situation if the conclusions in the report 15.1 to 15.4 had not taken place. This problem would have been resolved a long time ago, and Minister Khadebe would not have to have come here to explain and be involved in a situation that shouldn't have been around in the first place. And we can't be stifled, Chair. We need to know why and who manipulated the system and what is being done about it and who is being held accountable. Thank you.
All right. That thing that we call a report is a letter to the acting CEO of SASSA. It was not addressed to Parliament.
Okay, thank you very much.
But anyway, it's fine.
Honourable Madlopa. Honourable Kekan and then Honourable Madlopa. It's okay, Mandy.
No, thanks, Chair. Let's welcome the intervention from the IMC and also indicate that it was the decision of this meeting that would request the IMC to intervene. And I think they have presented that is a plan as how we are going to deal with this issue. And I don't want to say on behalf of the team, but I'm saying that was our resolution. And therefore it would be incorrect for us, that is, to raise other issues. Because we said in the last meeting, it seems as if the parties have deadlocked, and we said the only deadlock-breaking mechanism would be to refer this to the IMC, and we appreciate that they are now going to assist us, that is, going forward. But I also want to raise the issue that was raised by the co-chair, the issue of the communications, and that is media statements. Because, to be honest, we came to this meeting. That is why the tempers are high in some of the members. Because already there are statements that were made by the spokesperson of SASSA. And if you listen to that statement undermines, that is, the whole process. Now, would please request that the spokespeople, both from SASSA and SAFU, they must refrain from making any statement. And the only statement should come from the IMC, because that is the process that we're embarking on. That is as from today. Thank you very much.
Honourable Mende. Honourable Shengwa Abda. Thank you.
Chairperson, it's very unfortunate that the report of the National Treasury was received by us before the statement. And also, it's very unfortunate that the reflections on the IMC statement, they are also reflected on the National Treasury report. And we cannot be suppressed to talk to the report of the National Treasury, because we also mandated the National Treasury and given them a specific instruction to go and investigate, re-evaluate, and give us a report. We need to reflect on it. Then, number one, Chair, on the IMC statement...
Comrade, on that one, what we have in front of us is not a report to us. It's a letter to the CEO of SASSA.
But from National Treasury, Chair...
Yeah, I think
whom we have instructed to do a duty.
I think they didn't want to say it, but I think there are people who do funny things. And we mustn't find ourselves caught up in in those things. Let's keep our eye on the ball.
And secondly, I remember very well, there was no investigation except an intervention that the two parties must be facilitated by National Treasury in order for us to resolve the impasse. That's what I actually sitting here remember, and therefore we're not expecting reports about who, what they did. All we wanted was to move forward. I remember Honorable Kekana mentioning the number of days left and requesting that any advert be put on ice up until we're able to chase time so that we can pay people. It was not necessary to identify mischief makers and everything, but for us to be able to go forward. And I still appeal that we must go forward.
Can I continue now?
Yes, please.
Okay. If you remember very well, in the last committee, I even asked, where are the hawks? It was precisely because we wanted to know who is engineering the delay. We are not going to run away from that. We are not going to do oversight that is suppressed. We are all members of parliament. We sit in the very same committees. If ever we have listened in different ways, whichever way you want to phrase it, was it a re-evaluation, investigation, whatever. But the instruction was given to National Treasury to go and work on the document. Now, let me continue, please. The second paragraph of the IMC. It says, the IMC noted the intervention of the parliamentary committees and noted the public anxiety that has arisen due to the delay in finalization of the appointment of an entity to pay social grants. Who was delaying? This is now the IMC. National Treasury tells us who delayed. So in SASA, whoever was dealing with the specifications deliberately delayed the process. And the hawks must investigate. Who is the person who wants to keep the stated ransom? We're not going to sit here and dilly-dally around that issue. The IMC has intervened. Fine is giving a way forward. But we need to get to the bottom of who is the problem in the department. And that person must account to the law enforcers. Because this is crime. If we're going to sit here and engineer a situation where it's going to lead to outsourcing,
Honorable,
it means
can you please,
it's not what the parliament
so that
is about.
We give other members. Can you please finish up all your input?
We have 3 hours, Chief.
I don't know what does that mean.
Now,
because I'm saying I want to pass to the next member, Honorable Member. Can you finish up?
Now, on the same paragraph on page 2, there is 2 statements. The National Treasury confirmed the hybrid model for the payments of grants. And then there is a view by the IMC. Can the chairperson please clarify, are they disregarding the hybrid model altogether and sticking to what is their view on the 2 statements from page 2.
Just a minute, Honorable Member. Can we be assisted by a person responsible to request the people that are doing some work there that we can't hear each other now? Please, those dealing with logistics must alert these people that there is a process in action. Continue, Honorable Member.
Okay. A third clarification that I seek is on satisfaction of the 4 services that the SASA requires from SAPO. On this particular view which the IMC is expressing, are the 4 services that SAPO required from that SASA required from SAPO, are they going to be carried out by SAPO? Or is SAPO still going to carry out 1, which was approved by SASA? That's the last one. Thank you.
In the same arrangement, Honorable Shengwa, Honorable Madlopa, and Honorable Dudley, you are on the floor, sir.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and to the Minister's colleagues. Chair, I'm a doubting Thomas. And quite frankly, with all due respect to the IMC in taking what they have said, which I think it signals a start in the right direction with a breath of fresh air, but I remain a doubting Thomas, because we've been down this road before. Timelines have been presented to us and commitments have been made to us, and it has not happened. So I put that to the IMC, not to doubt what they're doing, but to say we will only really receive satisfaction until these things are signed, sealed, and delivered. Because as I mentioned last time, Chair, we've been to SASSA, we have been to the post office, we've had them here 1,000 times over. We've been fed commitment after commitment, timeline after timeline, and all of those things have come to naught. So I want to say to the IMC, you are dealing with people who lack the commitment and political discipline to adhere to their own commitments. That's the nature of the beast that we are dealing with here. Because we would not have come to this had there been honesty, transparency, and the political will to get these things done. That's the first point, Chairperson. I regret, Chair, the fact that we are really doing what I referred to last week as umnyanyalata, Chair. Because we are the ones who initiated the process and the mediation of quote-unquote. It would have been only fair to us here, in the interest of accountability, that Treasury briefs us on the outcomes of their review. Because, Chair, we spent almost 500,000 rand as the country on a CSRR report, which was supposed to have, in the very first place, done the assessment of what was possible and what was not possible. Now, whether we've received this in a funny way or not, the bottom line is that we have received it. So I put it to the chairpersons, would at some point these things need to be unpacked, because we want to know, and I'm glad that the hawks are here today. Because, Chair, I've said before, and until I'm proven wrong, I'll maintain this, we are dealing with a criminal element here, which was deliberately designed to derail this process. So we cannot now, in say, because the IMC has spoken, then amen. No, it can't be. It can't be. Because this matter would not have gone to the Constitutional Court had people done what they were supposed to do. We are dealing with a collapse of contract management here, which landed us in this mess. We are dealing with crooks in CPS, which were people who have been taking money from the elderly. We need to get to the bottom of how did we arrive at all those things. So, Chairperson, while I want to respect the chair, I think it is an injustice to accountability for us to paper over the fundamental issue of accountability and oversight, which is the fact that the IMC has had to be roped in because there was a collapse at SASSA and there was a collapse at the Department of Social Development. It cannot be, Chair, that we sit here and pretend as though the musical chairs, which has played itself out of officials coming and going from DGs to CEOs, we pretend as though those things did not happen. That is precisely why the process has collapsed. CEOs have issued letters which have been withdrawn, which, no, we don't like that decision, we'll take that decision, and so on. All those things, Chair, need to be looked at. And if the basis of the review of National Treasury was for us to arrive at those things, then the two processes must run parallel. What the IMC is doing may be a noble exercise, that's fine, but we cannot get, if you say keep our eyes on the ball, the biggest ball we need to keep our eyes on now is that the IMC runs the risk of being derailed by these people who are the ones who remain in their positions, who are the ones who are going to be expected to be driving this process. It is our job and responsibility to alert the IMC that we are dealing with people who are dishonest. So, Chair, I really believe that in the first instance, once we take the statement by the IMC, once IMC is done, I request you, let's get a briefing from Treasury. We need to get to the findings of Treasury. Otherwise, then today's meeting, for all intents and purposes, was a junket. We could have just been emailed this statement. We make a mockery of our own oversight. Thanks.
I know the fact that Honorable Shengwa, you are saying there must be a true process in order to make us move forward. No one is actually wanting to suppress anyone, but indeed we also want to keep to the fact that we want the job done. Whatever mistakes, whatever deliberate, consciously made, but it is critical for us to move forward. So yeah, I think that point you raised, that says, can we then have all the other issues while moving forward, Honorable Madlova? I've not noticed any other hand, nor do I want to suppress anyone. I identify Honorable Sondi and Tatu Komit Boy. There are two hands, this Honorable Tim, Honorable Wilson. So can we stop there? I'll take that is after Mama Matlopa, isn't it? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Coaches. We appreciate the progress report we received from the chairperson of the IMC. I think chairperson, when in our last meeting, both ministers indicated that they are committed to the process, and the summary of the co-chairperson, they said, we all said to Treasury they must fast track the review process, so that on Monday everything is done. Tuesday they brief the IMC, and today IMC come and brief us on the progress. That's what we agreed when we last met. I want to say, Chairperson, we must
Sorry, Honourable Member. Sorry, a minute. We want to correct this because many people do not hear, and also being sharing here, I'm not hearing properly. Yomsebenzi wenziwa apha ake basebe bame kangaka. I told that somebody has gone specifically up to talk to them. So meanwhile, Honorable Member, we try and listen, but it's really interfering and it's irritating. Thank you very much. I apologize for that.
No, Chair. I'm saying that we need to put the community first. It is important for us, as we have received the recommendations from the IMC chairperson, that we allow the process to continue by allowing the both departments and the IMC to go and finalize what they are saying they're going to finalize. Because even in the last meeting, we're talking about the financial analysis of the whole process to get an understanding. If we can keep them here, I don't think we are going really to fast track this process. It's like ourselves now, after hearing the progress, we don't want them to go and fast-track this work of the community that we are representing. I am saying, Chair, I'm proposing that let us allow them. We have received the report. We must allow them to go and finalize. And then when they come back on Tuesday, it's when we are going to deliberate, when we get the detailed report. And then we engage on that detailed report. Because what we want now, Chair, is to fast-track the process. In fast-tracking the process, we must understand that the communities out there, the beneficiaries out there, are looking upon us as public representatives. If now we want to sit with them here also, deliberate, without fast-tracking what we are saying that we are having a concern with, if there is a delay, I don't think it's going to assist us, Chair.
Dudley.
Thank you. The ACDP wants to also welcome the IMC statement. And while we recognize the importance of interacting with the National Treasury's report, and we are very, very conscious of the short time that we have and the need to fast-track this process. So I would just ask that we get a commitment for the 21st, and once we have a commitment for the 21st, that we can actually see some progress, that we can move on, and we can interrogate that, because the people that are sitting here are the people who need to fast track the process, and the more we delay them, the more I'm feeling that we're delaying the process. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kumbri. Mamfut.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ngiyabonga. IMC, it's right to be the party of this process as the upper level in the national. But what I'm realizing here, there is something which is hiding here between the SAPO and SASA. Ngoba, why ndisho kanjalo? I-process sifuna ukwazi okokubana ngubani oyenza ukuthi ibe iyadileya. Kunyanzelekile sibe siyayazi leyo nto leyo. Ngoba thina into engamandla esiyifunayo ukubana ibe yimpumelelo nge-1st zika-April 2018. And then le nto ke siyifunayo kubuhlungu ngoba iintsuku ziphelile. Ndicinga uba inoba even last week zibaliwe iintsuku ezishiyekileyo okokuba kube kugqitywa yonke le nto. But ke siyayibonga okokubana i-IMC ibe khona. Kodwa ke ndicinga uba mna ikhona le nto ifihlwa emgqubeni. And sibadala asikuba asiyiboni loo nto leyo, siyayibona. Sidiniwe zi-strategy ezisetyenziswayo. And then i-community ngaphandle, umphakathi ujongile and ulambile, asizukuyidedela leyo nto leyo, ufuna uncedo olukhawulezileyo. Enkosi, ndiyabonga.
Okay. Comrade Shlwane, and then Comrade Boy. These people have not spoken. That's why I want to give them. Yes, Comrade.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you, Minister Khadebe and the other ministers for their statement. Chair, what I wanted to get a clarity on is what on other members have already spoken about. As much as we have agreed that the AMC should be here today, but I'm still of the view that we said Treasury should try and mediate. Yes, I can agree it's a letter that has been directed to the acting CEO. But when you look at the details, Chairperson, in terms of the processes, it needs some engagement. So what I wanted to check is that does the statement from the IMC take precedence from this report, or are we still going to interrogate? Because I think the important factor that has been raised here by the National Treasury need to be interrogated. There are processes, Chairperson, which didn't go well, and I think we need an explanation on that one. I just wanted to get the clarity on that one.
All right.
I don't know, Chairperson. I'm not asking from. I'm just want to get the clarity from you as a Chairperson. What do we do with this? Because this information is very bitter in terms of what is happening, in terms of the processes going forward.
Well, the report of National Treasury was supposed to go to the Interministerial Committee to inform on the decision that they take. So the statement that you read from the Interministerial Committee was arrived at taking into account the report from National Treasury. So there are no issues from the report that are separate from the statement, because the statement is supposed to respond and address the issues and the shortcomings that were identified.
It's just for information purpose for us as committee.
Well,
it doesn't involve that.
No, I don't know who actually circulated that letter, because it's not addressed to us. It's it's not a report. That which we have in front of us is not a report. It's a letter to the CEO. No, it's fine. The point I'm making is the point I'm making is that there is no report of National Treasury that must still come and be processed. The report of National Treasury, the review done on Monday, was supposed to go to the Interministerial Committee meeting on Tuesday so that it informs the decision that they took, which they now reported to us.
That was our decision.
Chairperson, I respect your judgment and your understanding, but where I'm sitting, Chairperson, in terms of procurement, in terms of the minutes, in terms of the BEC, the CAC, things were not, I don't know, maybe at the level of the IMC they'll be able to deal with it, but I think at the level of us as a committee on public accounts, mainly we deal with procurement, we deal with public funds. I think it is of interest. I don't know, it's me alone, but I think I'm at that understanding. But I don't know, it's not a good, a very good platform for me to raise this. I don't know where can I raise it, but I think from where I'm standing. But if you say so, Chairperson, I respect your ruling. It's okay, I'm comfortable.
No. I, Comrade Shluan, I had heard Hlengwa very well. But I did not want to respond to part of what he has said now. I want us to deal with this, and I'm sure I'll talk to the issue that you have raised as we conclude. I want us to deal with the issues arising out of the statement. Comrade Paul?
No. Chairperson. It's in our interest as a collective and a team of people to make sure that we stick to the type of mandates that we have presented. Because we have formed a joint committee for those particular people to be able to make sure that what the IMC is expressing today is what we wanted to achieve. And we want to be seated here and accepting what the IMC has been able to put in front of us as a joint committee. And given that the joint committee at this moment and hearing what the IMC has said, because we even went at length to say that if ever the IMC doesn't have a representative or somebody will come and call upon the president to come and account about this particular level. Where we sit there today, we could feel that there is work that has been done. And just as we have been saying, that this is what is going to happen, that has happened. The suspicions, all those things, I think as SCOPA government, the type of approach that we have taken, and as members of SCOPA under your leadership, would follow them. As you have usually done that. The details that Honorable Hlengwa is talking about, or what other concerns that have been expressed, that is our job. We'll never deviate, and you have never asked us to deviate from that commitment. That's what I've listened to you all the time, that you have not said that we're going to change. We say, let's concede and accept at this particular moment what the IMC have presented to us. And then on Tuesday, the 21st, after what the IMC has presented, you have asked us to come back and be again informed about the particular progress that would have been made. And then it's at that level, I thought, we then look at what Treasury and all other entities have come to a conclusion, so that it then becomes important to get into that detail. Because it's in our interest, and it's in the interest of South Africans, that we prevail, and it's in the interest of accountability that we prevail. So I wanted to second you on that one, that let's take patience along with what we are doing, and let's put trust in what we've been hoping for, and then let's get into the details on Tuesday. Besukela mama uchapese, mama uchala. Satanu kumamele na usumamele. If our years is small. So, chapese, let's accept what you're proposing. Let's accept what the IMC is saying to Minister Jeff, that on the Friday, all commitments, signing of letters, kissing of each other, will be happening. But on the on Tuesday, the 21st, we'd still be expecting that detail to be forwarded to us. And that's where we should be able to then make out that is there honesty or there's no honesty or what is our suspicions about. Because one of the things that we have always committed ourselves within our own committee is often that we should never micromanage departments and also make sure that we do undermine the structures of governance, because there is an executive and we should give a respect to it and we should trust it and be able to work with it to resolve the problem. That in itself talks to the separation of power, and we must maintain that type of an approach, that type of and outlook and an analysis, because if we don't do that, we'll end up micromanaging anything, and micromanagement is one thing that will be derailing the whole process. So I would plead to you that let's stick to and let's accept the IMC's commitment at this particular moment without suppression of clarity for members of parliament, because it's in their interest that they should always be clarified and be made sure that they understand what is in the process. Even now, I haven't seen anything wrong when members themselves express their views, but they're also human beings and they represent their own constituencies. They are expressing that. But at the end of the day, let it be governed by respect and being able to say that whilst we hold the executive accountable, we should always respect them also and trust them in what they are trying to do.
Okay.
So that beyond that, we will be seeing each other on the 21st on that particular meeting.
Right.
And maybe all these reports that have come to us in front of us by default, we should keep them there, and then on the 21st, we'll be engaging with anybody that would have been sent to come and talk to us about that particular thing.
Right.
But it's been clear now that all this is the IMC saying to us that the MPP, what the monitoring and evaluation, would be representing all entities, all departments. How is that structure going to work? Because we just need to be sure that from here on, who are we holding accountable?
All right. Okay. All right. Kuno?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And thanks to giving me this opportunity. Chairperson, as I read the IMC report on page 2, second paragraph, I agree with what they're saying. But Chairperson, what is causing the anxiety in this meeting is that IMC did not meet only yesterday because we've asked them to meet. They've been meeting since, and I think that's what they are also agreeing to. They've met before. But the problem is that there was no progress if you want to face the truth and the urgency of the matter, Chairperson. So that's why it's caused the anxiety that we have today, that if we have a report in front of us from Treasury, if you remember exactly, Chairperson, this is why it's important for us to look at the minutes of the last meeting. The minutes were saying that we're giving Treasury chance to go look at both reports, the report from CSIR and the report from the both entities, and try to get us a report. Then they will be reporting back to us today. And because we were not sure how we were going to meet the IMC, if you remember very well, as we were told that the chairperson of the IMC was the president. So, and we knew that it was going to be difficult for us to call the president here and come and give us a report. And now that we have the IMC in front of us, and we have the Treasury report, I don't think Chairperson is going to delay us if we give them 5 minutes. And not that 5 minutes won't take away the meeting that we've already agreed to for next week Tuesday, just to brief us, because we already have this report. It's going to be a public report. I think it's already gone to the public. If they could, you know, allay or try to help us with this, the anxiety that we have, if they could at least take 5 minutes to brief us on their report, so that when they go out of here, we have commitment from all parties that are supposed to be taking part in trying to resolve this problem of payments of grants, and making sure that by April next year, 1st April, we are able to do what the Constitutional Court has asked of us. And I think this is what we are asking for, Chairperson. Just 5 minutes for them to report on what they've written. Thanks, Chair.
All right. Well, Comrade Boy has touched on it a bit, even though I thought I would talk to it at the end, that when we get the report on the 21st and even beyond, we can go back and say what happened. But for today, I really would want to prevail on Comrade that let's focus on this report from the IMC and train our focus on them delivering, because going back to finding out, I think it's a question of sequencing. What is strategic at this point? What we want is that there must be an agreement, a commitment that delivers. Then you can then have the luxury to go back and dig on things. But if you do that and don't achieve anything, then we will not have achieved anything. I think that's the point, and I really would want to appeal that if there isn't anything that we want to raise arising out of this report and the processes that they have outlined, well, let's call it a day. Tim?
See, all I wanted to say, and to be very brief, is I wanted a commitment from yourself that SCOPA will be calling Treasury to make this letter to the acting CEO a report to us, because that was our mandate, our instruction to them. And then I wanted to make it quite clear to everyone involved in SASA that what they've been saying up to now based on that report has been misleading and dishonest, and that we will take action against them, because lying to Parliament and misleading Parliament is an offence, and we will take action on that. I want to make that quite clear today, that we will take that action. But I want a commitment that Treasury are going to report to us on this particular letter. Thank you.
Chairperson, can I re-say this, but let me apologize, Honorable Nyami. I wasn't talking. I was actually reminding the Chair that Konu's hand has been up, so that when you finish, she actually comes in. I wouldn't want to be a naughty chair, so I apologize for that. Can I also come to this point, that the renewal that we spoke about, honestly, was that CEO of SASA had finalized a particular, closed the issue of SAPO after correspondence, and the renewal was the closure. But after the letter from the SASA CEO had requested, as in her capacity as a CEO, that this process, we are being instructed by the joint sitting that treasurer, the only person can do that renewal of the process which was closed by the CEO. So I don't think this review was what they have been doing. It also, I don't think Treasury was supposed to review other things other than reopen, which we were told that due to the letter from SASA CEO, there was confirmation that it has been reviewed. Therefore, they can go and talk, because you can't talk when you have closed a particular process. I just say I wanted to make this renewal process to be understood in what it meant and what was to be done. Thank you. Other processes can be investigated. I'm very open with that. But we had also had Honorable Shengwa saying, can't we have two processes? I won't fight with that process as long as that process is not delaying what we seek to achieve.
Thank you.
Okay, Ross, then Wilson, Kane, then Tesewa. I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I think after Wilson, I'll give Mark Hasko. She hasn't spoken before.
No, Chairperson, strategically going forward, as you've mentioned, I think we need to support the Interministerial Committee. In terms of the endeavour to find a solution. However, I note that it's still an interim solution that you're looking for, and perhaps that will play out into a permanent solution once you find some common ground with the South African Post Office, hopefully, because there's a lot of effort that's been put in by this Post Office. But we certainly agree with you with regards to the intervention of the banks at this point in time. I think it's a responsible decision, and I think that needs to be noted. And then just in terms of the comments made by the Honourable Bui, just to make the point that, of course, we don't want to micromanage departments from the position of SCOPA, but that it was we were necessitated to do it because of the we were obligated to do it actually because of the timeframes put by the Constitutional Court, and I think we did the responsible thing in terms of our involvement in this. But it's certainly not our objective always to micromanage any entity or department. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am referring to the report given to us by the Honourable Khadevi. Minister, just if you can perhaps answer a question for me. You talk about the intervention, including partnership between SASA and the following entities, including SAPO, Home Affairs, and the State Security Agency. Can you please give us some clarification of exactly what role the State Security Agency plays in this particular situation? Thank you.
Okay. I'll come to you after.
Thanks a lot, Honourable Chairperson. I'm not going to thank the IMC because everyone did it already, but we appreciate what you did. But to me, what is important is when it comes to this letter, we would like to know who distributed it, because that is important, because this letter is addressed to the acting CEO of SASA. And there's a lot of important points on it. You know, you are correct to say we can discuss it later. But the importance is how did it get here? Because it's a very useful letter, this. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to assist. Maybe we are discussing this thing with the proper understanding as to what is it that we want out of the process and what was our mandate, because what we need to do, that is as joint committees, we need to check as to what is it that we wanted to achieve that is in the process. In our deliberations, in the very last meeting, we agreed that we have reached a deadlock. That is in terms of our deliberations. We then took a decision to say National Treasury must go and review, that is the presentation and everything, and refer that is to the IMC, for the IMC to come and report to us. And I also want to clarify as to what is the mandate or the role of the IMC in this whole thing, and their mandate. Because their mandate is very clear, to unlock the deadlock and make sure that we comply with the Constitutional Court. That's what they must do. And that does not take the responsibility that is from us. Because we can have separate processes. As SCOPA and that is the Portfolio Committee, we are still going to continue, that is, with the engagement, that is, on some of, if we suspect that there was wrongdoing. And we still need to do that. But there's a separate process on the payment, because that is an issue that we are referring to IMC, that is to deal with, the compliance that is of the Constitutional Court. And the other issues that who misled us and blah, 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 that is our responsibility, that is as Parliament, to go down and investigate, that is, all those issues. Now, I think if we can clarify these processes so that the colleagues don't think that, somebody is trying to hide something. We are not doing that. And as SCOPA, I think we are known, that is, for raising, that is, these issues. All right.
And if there's proper clarity that is on that, maybe we can close this meeting. And on the engagement, let me support what Honorable Boy say. We can only engage on the report that is of the IMC after the 21st, because we'll be preempting that is the report that we don't have.
Commitment. Sengwa, and hopefully we say Fala Taya with. Yes?
Che. And the other Rashi and Namplash. Che. I do not have a problem with what the IMC is to do. They must carry out their duties, bring us the report next week. That's fine. But what we are not going to let go is the fact that even IMC acknowledges a delay, a deliberate delay. And we need to get to the bottom of who caused the delay. That is a very important issue. Someone tried to ensure that SAPO is not going to get anything. And if ever we are not going to deal with the issue that is here in this National Treasury letter, which supposedly is not ours, but well, unfortunately, in terms of PAIA, it's here and we are going to engage it. If when do we engage it, then that's up to you. But we are going to get to the bottom of who is causing the delay. That's what I'm saying to you. Anything else that the IMC has to do, they have to do freely, so no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Chair. Chairperson.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you see, we were told of the IMC before. Maybe I'm talking about Salengo. I'm sure we're not the bush. Gorge. The IMC were told about it before. Nothing happened then. The process, Chair, ya collapsed. It was water running through our fingers. Mind you, that if we do not raise these issues to conscientize the IMC of the problems ourselves when they're already here, I don't think we're doing the process any favors, because the IMC was long there. And whilst they were there, we were dealing with these things. We were being lied to A to Z. Mind you, I really don't understand Lumcha 180 kilometers per hour to say, no, there's a putuman. I don't understand, Che. I honestly don't understand. We were told Uguti Upungane is the chairperson of the IMC by our officials. But no, the IMC is chaired by Upungane. When you made an inquiry, we were told Uguti it's not him. So can you sit here in good faith and then accept Uguti the IMC has been functioning in a manner that is satisfactory? We can't. Mind you, every time we're trying to raise the issues which have been the stumbling blocks from our own perspective to enrich the work of the IMC, there's a Chahile attitude. And I put it to you, Chairwood, at some point, this is going to come back to haunt us. Moba, we had the IMC before. What do we call? What joy did we derive from that? Secondly, Chairperson, we requested, Chair, minutes from the so-called workshop. We requested meetings from the 17, 13 odd meetings which had taken place, and that technical committees had not met and so on. And we, as a committee, asked the questions, which, where was the IMC when all those shortcomings played themselves out? Responses were not received. Now, we come here in good faith, Jenga Makolachi, and say, well, because the IMC has said this, we must accept it as the alpha and omega of the reality. When the IMC itself, as far as I'm concerned, has contributed to this kind of collapse. I don't think it's fair, Chairperson. But Chahan won, Chahan.
All right. No. I want us to do this comment. I want us to give a minister, because we end up talking amongst ourselves, and they're sitting here and saying, but why are we here? You know. So I well, the third is cause of tour in Kokeli Bonangapa Gwendam. So it's my responsibility as a chair to always try and look at what is strategic at any given point in time, so that we don't at any point we don't get sidetracked by other issues, legitimate as they might be. But let's always look at what is it that can take us forward. I'll hand over to you, too.
Thanks, Chair, and the co-chairs, and all the members of SCOPA and Social Development Portfolio Committees. Firstly, to express gratitude for the positive attitude of SCOPA, because the majority of you spoke, giving us hope and encouragement to go forward to ensure that the social grants will be paid on the 1st of April 2018. And that is our attitude as this IMC. What drives us? I think it is very clear that we have to follow the orders of the Constitutional Court in this matter. That is why we are working around the clock to ensure that this is done. Even yesterday, we left the meeting towards midnight, and we also met this morning just to give you a sense of the urgency that we attach to this particular issue of these social grants. As we have indicated in our statement, we want to ensure that by next week, Friday, all these cooperation agreements in the main between SASA and SAPO will be signed to ensure that we can move with speed. There are other government departments also that are going to be involved. Home Affairs, there was a specific question about state security. State security is part of the IMC, so they have an interest in this matter, and we feel also as the IMC that they can play a key role also on matters around cyber security within this particular problem. So it is a general involvement by them. On the issues that have been raised by colleagues, on the details of even the cost and so on, all those will be made evident when these cooperation agreements are signed between the affected parties. So all these details and finality, we'll know them by next week, Friday. On illegal deductions, I think the Constitutional Court is very clear on this matter that they should not be allowed only under certain circumstances which have not yet been obtained. It was also brought to our attention as the IMC that there's apparently one case in KwaZulu-Natal where a court took a decision contrary to this understanding. We are appealing that matter, and they were seeking legal advice whether we can go direct to the Constitutional Court, because our understanding is that the Constitutional Court is the apex court and the court of last resort. On the issue of other parties, no, maybe before I get there, just to clarify the issue of the National Treasury. Even though I'm still new in the IMC, but my understanding is that the National Treasury reports to the IMC because they are part of the IMC. That is why they gave this report to us yesterday as to what was asked of them in terms of this intervention. So we've accepted some of their proposals. That is why our report takes into account what National Treasury's assessment has been. So I thought I needed to clarify that there's no contradiction between what the National Treasury has done and what we are coming forward with. And they were part of this meeting yesterday. Other additional capacity will be dependent also on these cooperation agreements between, in the main, SASA and SAP. We are also intending also to meet other parties because we need to make sure that these social grants will be distributed by another entity other than CPS. So that's our main occupation. So all those issues about the banks and so on will become evident as we go around, especially when we've developed an updated project plan towards the 1st of April 2018. On other issues that have been raised, I want to assure Hlengwa that we're going to turn you from a doubting Thomas to be more positive with the other portfolio committee members. On the issue of the letter, I do not know who distributed the letter, but definitely it was not authorized by the IMC. It's not our letter, as it is clear. It's the letter from National Treasury. But maybe in time you will be informed as to who distributed the letter, because obviously somebody sent it here. But I don't know who that person is. Want to emphasize as well the point that we made, that no card will expire after December 31st. SAFA has made sure that all the necessary extension on the cards are done, so that we can reassure all card holders that they will not be affected, because our main aim as well is to ensure that we protect all the beneficiaries of the social assistance grant, because we know that these grants have changed the lives of our people. So we're going to leave no stone unturned as this IMC to make sure that everything is done. So I want to make that assurance on behalf of the IMC that we'll leave no stone unturned in moving forward on this project. So give us time. Even now, from now, we're going to be meeting as the IMC to reflect on the comments that your committee has done, but also our own initiative, because we want to move, ensuring that all the details of the project plan is very clear. As I've indicated, the DG at DPME will be coordinating this technical committee as we move forward. And as we emphasize every week, the IMC will be receiving these reports. Thank you. I hope we have answered your anxieties on this matter. Please be assured that as the IMC, we are willing to, from time to time, to report to appropriate committees of Parliament. But we need time to do what we are supposed to do without any problem. Thanks.
Right.
Chair, I just need the clarity on the answer to my question, because I don't believe it was fully answered. My concern, Chair, is that the plan is to have an agreement next week by Friday. That plan is going to involve using commercial entities, i.e. the commercial banks, to help with this process. So therefore, they're going to be providing a service to the state. My point is, how are we going to go through a procurement process by next Friday
There's no procurement process right now.
Can we just get clarity on that? That's all I want.
So that the main government is going to be doing this thing. That's why this cooperation agreement, especially between SASA and SAPO. So depending on the project plan that is going to be updated, then other parties can be thought of, but the main drivers will be government.
Right. Okay. Now, I just wanted to say, Comrade Minister, that all of us here, even those who merely appreciated and stopped there, have this concern because of the delays. And so we would want to see progress. Yes, we want to encourage it, but what is the word? We'll only be satisfied once the act is done. Before that, we hear you. But we don't want to be negative. We want to encourage progress. in the interest of our people. We don't have time. We can't afford to play with the anxiety, the fears, the frustrations of the most vulnerable in our society. It cannot be, and it should not be. And this problem cannot and should not, you know, be used for any other thing. But for us as leaders, to really seek to find solutions, to always be solution-oriented. So I want to thank you. We are going to write a letter to you for the 21st. The IMC, we are inviting the IMC. We are no longer going to want to listen to the officials. We have long gone past them. We want to hear from you as the political leadership. So you bring all your technical people to come and answer technical questions. But we are expecting a progress report from you. Would like the details. When you tie it down on Friday, please can you send copies to us so that members can have them before we come to the meeting, so that we can then be able to interrogate and go through those details with you on the Tuesday. But thanks very much, Comrade Minister, and all the ministers and the officials for the hard work that you've put and for being responsive to the call of Parliament. Thanks very much, Comrade. Our meeting is done.